Chapter 7 The Wolf in the Forest. Now Thornton had $1,000. He and Pete and Hans, with Buck and the other dogs, left Dawson and travelled east through the forest on a long journey. They looked for gold. Summer came, and then another winter. One day in the spring they came to a river, and they could see a lot of gold in the water. This was the end of their journey. They made a camp by the river and started taking the gold from the water. They put it in bags. There was nothing for Buck or the other dogs to do. Buck lay in the camp in front of the fire. Sometimes he heard a strange call from the forest. He did not understand it. It was not the call of a dog. One night, Buck heard the call again. He jumped up and ran into the forest. He came to an open place in the trees. There he saw a long grey wolf, with its nose pointed to the sky. The call came from the wolf. Buck went near the wolf, but it was frightened of him and ran away. Buck ran after it. They came to a place in the forest with some high rocks. The wolf stopped and turned. Buck was bigger than the wolf, but he did not want to fight. He touched the wolf's nose with his nose. The wolf became friendly and started to play. Then it ran away again, and this time Buck ran with it, side by side. They ran through the forest, hour after hour. Buck ran by the side of the grey wolf and felt happy. The wolf was like his brother. They stopped by a river to drink. Then Buck remembered Thornton. The wolf started running again, but Buck did not go with it. He turned and went back to the camp. Thornton was very happy to see Buck again. The man and the dog played together for a long time. Buck did not leave the camp for 2 days and nights. He went everywhere with Thornton. He stayed with him at dinner and at night